utmost for his highest. August the 3rd. The big compelling of God. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. Luke 18:31. Jerusalem stands in the life of our Lord as the place where he reached the climax of his Father's will. I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. That was the one dominating interest all through our Lord's life. And the things he met with on the way, sorrow or joy, success or failure, never deterred him from his purpose. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. The great thing to remember is that we go up to Jerusalem to fulfil God's purpose, not our own. Naturally, our ambitions are our own. In the Christian life, we have no aim of our own. There is so much said today about our decision for Christ, our determination to be Christians, our decisions for this and for that. But in the New Testament, it is the aspect of God's compelling that is brought out. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. We are not taken up into his conscious agreement with God's purpose. We are taken into God's purpose without any consciousness at all. We have no conception of what God is aiming at. And as we go on, it gets more and more vague. God's aim looks like missing the mark, because we are getting too short-sighted to see what he is aiming at. At the beginning of the Christian life, we have our own ideas as to what God's purpose is. I am meant to go here or there. God has called me to do this special work. And we go and do the thing, and still the big compelling of God remains. The work we do is of no account. It is so much scaffolding compared with the big compelling of God. He took unto him the 12. He takes us all the time. There is no more than we have got at as yet.